Welcome to Federal Sense with your friendly HR guy.
Hello, this is your friendly HR guy. Today I want to talk about an analogy I recently gave a manager. This manager has a couple of employees that are very, expressive and file numerous complaints and accusations, and they email the entire chain of command. They accuse the manager of discrimination, retaliation, basically everything this manager does, the employee considers to be retaliation, harassment, you know, just assigning them work is now harassment, according to this employee. We have a process, you send it to the the body that investigates it. When the employee makes an allegation. And so it's probably one or two investigations a month. And the supervisor is just like, I can't do this. This encompasses my entire day. It's just addressing these baseless allegations when I'm just trying to give them work. And the analogy I used here was one that you've probably heard before about, criminal law, right? The standard of, we're okay with releasing 1,000 guilty people to ensure the one innocent, isn't, locked up, right? And I kind of gave that example of we kind of tolerate 1,000 employees with their baseless allegations and their kind of, nonsense of, just running around all day long, just accusing everybody that they're being mistreated when in fact they're just being assigned work, right? We put up with 1,000 of those employees because we don't want even one truly discriminated person to go unnoticed. And that is the analogy that I think very, very well encompasses the posture of most agencies in the federal government and not so much in the private sector, but in the government, I've noticed that we don't discipline disruptive employees when their disruption is basically filing complaint and accusations and emails that inevitably become baseless, right? Like, the investigation result, the manager asked me like, hey, every one of these allegations is investigated and determined that it doesn't meet the definition of harassment. Can't we do something about that? And my thing is, my analogy is we put up with 1,000 of these kind of employees so that there isn't one person who gets, who is ignored and who really is being mistreated or discriminated against. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm not saying there aren't innocent people in jail, but the standard is such that we put up with a lot of people crying wolf so that if someone really does see a wolf, we aren't, numb to it and we don't ignore it. So we treat every allegation as it is, as is possibly it's real, excuse me. And so I think that kind of worked with this manager and they kind of better understood, no, HR isn't ignoring you. And HR, it's not that HR doesn't care that you're being harassed all day by these employee, unfairly accusing you of discrimination and retaliation. It's funny, you do one baseless allegation and then everything after it is just retaliation for that first, that first complaint. And it's to a point where basically by that mentality, no manager can ever assign you work because if they do, that's retaliation. And it's nonsense. And this manager is like, why aren't we just telling them that it's nonsense and to stop? And it's like, 'cause that's their right. They're right to feel like they're being discriminated against, to feel like they're being retaliated against. They have the right to feel that way. Do they still have to do their work? Yeah, we assign them work, and if you don't do it, then, we got to address it, and that, again, is also now retaliation. But we put up with these kind of employees because in a world where we hold them accountable, that creates a world where the person who's really being discriminated against will stay quiet, and they won't they won't notify anybody because they just saw these three employees get fired for what they perceive as just reporting a problem. We can't have that, right? We have a high standard in the government of, you know, trying to that it's so unacceptable to be discriminated against. We have that high standard. Well, the result is we've got, you know, probably 2% of the government employees are running around with their heads cut off, screaming that they're being harassed and mistreated, when in fact they're not. But that's their right to make those allegations. And we treat each one seriously, and we do our best. Literally, we're handling interrogatories on a weekly basis. And it's silly stuff like, did this manager assign him work? Yes. What policy allows this manager to assign him work? And it's like, what? Like, I'm just like, do you want the statute? I don't, the labor management statute? Is that what you really don't know managers can assign work? It's like, okay. And it's silly, but the reason we put up with this is because we want that person who's really mistreated and being discriminated against or being retaliated against, we want them to feel that they can bring that accusation forward without, you know, being afraid of losing their job. So that is why. That's the analogy. The same one for, you know, that detective, that homicide detective who knows this person did it and they go free. That anger is what these managers are feeling. Like, hey, these allegations are false. Why are we putting up with this? Why are they getting away with this crime of lying about me? And I just point out, like, that's the standard. 1,000 go free so that we don't have one, you know, innocent person, you know, in jail. We put up with 1,000 employees like this so that we don't have that one person being discriminated against, you know, staying quiet. And I know I'm going to get a 1,000 emails of like, oh no, I'm really discriminated against. He really gives me a lower rating because of my protected class. And it's like, then follow the process. But the fact is, when all the facts, every email I see from the managers I work with and the EEO complaints and the various investigations, when you actually look at the facts, the employee is omitting a lot of facts. Like, if you're going to email me and tell me your situation, ask yourself, am I omitting any facts? And 100% you are. If you weren't, you'd be in the middle of receiving your EEO payout of $100,000 because of mistreated. So don't contact me. I'm not an arbitrator or some adjudicator. I admit there are valid complaints in the government, but the reason those complaints exist is because we put up with those 1,000 employees yelling, you know, wolf, and there is no wolf. And that is the point of this. And my analogy is, yes, there are valid complaints and managers doing the wrong thing. And the only reason we know about them is because we put up with the 1,000 times more employees who are crying wolf and there is no mistreatment. And that's part of being a manager. And that's the conclusion of my analogy is, if you can't stand it and you don't like it, being accused of being, you know, a horrible person every day, then being a manager in the federal government isn't for you. And I'll say it, like, that's what it's like to be a manager. And I have managers that have been managers for 20 years and they've never had one employee accuse them of anything. And I'm like, well, congratulations, you got really lucky. But any one of your employees can turn into these kind of employees in a heartbeat. So count yourself lucky, but it's a very common thing. It's a common part about being a manager. So if you're right now contemplating being a manager or contemplating if you want to keep being a manager, that's part of the job, is you having one of your employees who you've done nothing but try to help them, and they just accuse you of everything under the sun. They accuse you of you know, kicking their dog, everything. Every email is harassment. Every assigned job is harassment. And I didn't get a rate. I should have gotten a higher rating. That's harassment. That's retaliation. That's part of the job. We have to put up with that so that there's an environment where people can file complaints when they really are being mistreated. So hope this helps. I've actually used this twice with two different managers, and they kind of had a aha moment of like, oh, okay. So it's not that HR doesn't believe me. It's that this is part of the job, is putting up with these nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, they have the right to file these complaints. Speaking truth to power, that's the phrase. They're allowed to accuse you of things. They just are. And if you don't like it, then I don't think being a manager is your thing, dude. Like, I don't like it either. I hate it. And that's why I steer clear of that kind of work. So hope this helps. Let all the emails start beginning on your personal story. I'm sure you're omitting something. So I'm probably not going to respond to that. Sorry. All right. Have a good one.
Have a question for the HR guy? Send it to federalsense@gmail.com.